today, we went to another campus. We went to, I don't think you know this, but we went to Chelsea campus, which is right by the Tate Britain. And we wanted to get an idea of people's knowledge and experience of the quiet space there. And we wanted to understand, and this is one of the questions, but I wanted to play this before we ask the question. The question will be, like, how does CSM compare to other UAL buildings? And so if we've got that, we went, we spent maybe 2 hours outside the building.
Yeah.
Talking to people, interviewing them. And this is our result of that. I think we can play that.
Yeah, I'll just turn all the mics down and we'll play that now.
Does Chelsea have a space, a quiet space?
A quiet space? Yeah, I think... I mean, I'm not sure because I'm always in the studio, so I don't... But, well, quiet space, I think there's a sofa area next to the canteen, which people used to go, like, to relax and stuff, which is really nice. I have been just there, like, once or twice with friends, but, yeah, to be honest, I don't know. I'm always in the studio, so I don't know.
What we're doing tonight is we're doing a program on the quiet space and how that functions. So at St. Martin's, the quiet space doubles up as a prayer room, meditation room, and like a breakout room for people who struggle with mental health. Have you ever used the quiet space here?
No. No, I haven't. I don't even know where it is. I don't know where it is, but I think the idea of it is a really good one. I think people do often need somewhere they can just go and switch off or be on their own.
Is there a space like that here?
I don't think so, no.
No,
I don't think there's a designated space just to, like you say, like, just chill out or snooze or whatever, like, you want to do in that space. I don't think there is just a designated place for that.
No, because, I mean, if there was, we'd know about it.
Yeah,
we'd use it
there.
A lot.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's a space like that here.
I think I would use it as a space to just do some, like, I know there is the quiet study space in the library, but I think that's a bit formal, and it's a bit, like, if it was a space where you could just, I would personally probably use it to do some more, like, chilled study, so, like, research or just some, like, small study activities, because when I come to uni, I come with the intention to study, not to relax, but I feel like the mixture of the two would be a nice space to have, like, somewhere where you could relax and study.
I'd use it more for like personal hobbies, like things that I could do at home, but I feel like it's nice to sort of maybe have that bit of separation, like from home and like doing it somewhere else, so like reading or drawing what I want. I wouldn't really do anything sort of uni associated because I feel like even if it's like chill, then my brain's still on because you're thinking about work. So yeah, I'd do more personal stuff.
Is there a quiet space here and have you ever used it?
I have done in the library most of my time. I spend, like, if I want quiet time, silent time, will be in the library. There are group spaces as well where you can chat, but there are silent spaces, so yeah.
Not that I'm aware of.
No, I don't think. Not, like, dedicated towards
no,
that.
Yeah. You might be able to find a...
Like a corner
yeah.
or something, but there's. I don't think there's nothing specifically for prayer and meditation here.
Okay, there is a space here. Yeah, we're going to find it today after we have some lunch. Would you be interested? Is that a space that you think would benefit you?
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah, definitely. Not for necessarily like religious reasons, but just more for like just having a space to think.
Yes, we do, and it's just located in this block, C block here. If go straight down here on the right hand side, there's a little prayer room as well around there. That's and then we use that as our quiet space. I believe in that quiet space there's 3 separate rooms as well, so if it was 3 individuals you can still have your own space, I believe. And I think there's a little bed in there as well.
Is there a place like that here?
Yeah.
Have you used it?
Yeah, secretly. Yeah, I think there's a quiet space around the corner down there. I don't think it was for me, but yeah, someone took me in. It's for religious purpose and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is actually for prayer, meditation, or just some respite from the day. I think we got told that there's even like a bed in there that you can lie down and take rest. So it absolutely is for you. Yeah.
We're die on air. We're...
Okay. Like here today, tonight?
Yeah, here today or any day.
Okay. Okay, I don't know. Nah. So,
oh, okay.
Nah.
Do you know where it is?
I don't know anything about that. Is there a quiet space? Yeah.
We've been told that the quiet space is down there, in that building, somewhere on the right, and then when you go in there, there's three rooms, and in one of the rooms, so you can go in there for prayer, meditation, one of the rooms got a bed, so you can go and lie down if you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would, now I know about that, I will probably try and find that, because that's something I would use for sure. Yeah. I set up a little like meditation mat in my studio, so I do that all the time. So that's a good. That's.
Thank you very much for stopping and chatting.
Yes. Well,
sorry, I didn't swear too much, did I?
Oh, don't apologise. Yeah, it's all rich.
I have to talk to myself.
Okay, so that was our recordings from today at Chelsea. But before we dive into the critique of that, let's introduce and welcome the new members. I think there's a microphone coming your way, a dynamic microphone.